Okay, good evening. This is KD2FPN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on October 18th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt North Martin Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and it still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please.
This is KD2EZK, checking in.
Okay, we didn't hear anybody as a portable battery-powered or mobile station, and we just picked up KD2EZK, I believe that's Joey from West Babylon, New York, on Echolink. Joey, go ahead, take the floor, it's yours.
Okay, I remember checking in some weeks back and decided to peruse the networks, and you guys are up, so I'm checking in right now. I do remember that I had to wait a longer time before keying in, so that's one thing to note. I guess that's how the system operates. Just a curious thing, you do have a little Morse code in the background here. How does that actually operate, and can a user do Morse code while communicating? I really don't know it, but one day I would like to at least have my hand in it. Back to you.
Okay, Joy, yeah, I was going to say we can hear some of the traffic behind you. I know sometimes when I'm net control here, people can hear the traffic that I got going on behind me here with emergency communications and local ham repeaters that I have up running on my various radios. All right, it's always a pleasure to hear from you, Joy. Hopefully you'll check in with us again. That'll be really cool. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll move down the list because it's just myself and Joy and Echolink, and we'll open up the floor. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. Very good evening to you from N2PSF. Just got back from the Corbin Railroad Club meeting. And a very good evening to you.
Okay, we picked up George, N2PFM. George, what meeting are you coming from tonight?
The meeting of the Corbin Railroad Club, the Railway Historical Society of Northern New York, the one that was supposed to have that train ride thing. I will say that October 1st was supposed to have a pulled pork barbecue, if anyone's interested in that. And we've got a temperature of 66 degrees after a range of 51 to 75, sunny most of the day. Then we're going to get some rain now. So that's about it. Any further questions, feel free to ask. N2PSM clear.
Okay, very cool, George. Yeah, I was going to say, I enjoy railroads myself, and I think I know you've heard me in the past talk about some of my visits to different railways. As a matter of fact, I want to say it was last August, my fiance and I took a trip up north, and I can't think of where it was. I want to say it was Tupper Lake in that vicinity, to a railroad setup that they had carts where you could pedal And it was about a 6-mile run, and I'll tell you what, it was a bit of a workout. When I was done, and she did a fair share of pedaling because my back and knees aren't that great. And but I tell you what, we enjoyed ourselves. I would love to do it again sometime. So, yeah, we'll keep that in mind about the railroad with you. I forgot that you were a big railroad fan, too, so that's really cool. All right, what I'll do is I'll keep opening up the floor here for other check-ins. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please. Yeah, I was going to say, normally this is Bob's night, but I don't know, maybe he got watching the Thursday night football on CBS. So I know maybe that's where everybody else is tonight, too. So, all right, yeah, I'll throw another call out there for further check-ins, and I'll open up the floor for any comments or queries. Come now, please. Okay, as for myself here in Oneonta, I've got clear skies, 64 degrees on the outside, so we are going down. And I know tomorrow they're saying highs will be in the 70s, and then we're supposed to have a front pass through, and it looks like it's going to hit the Adirondacks first, and then we'll see temperatures start to drop, and this weekend we'll feel more fall-like. I'm hearing rumors maybe a possible frost in the higher elevations for Saturday night and Sunday night. Got to get that right there. So if you have any vegetation that is tender and you'd like to keep it for just a little bit longer out there, cover that up Saturday night and Sunday night. All right, I'll throw one more call out there for any other late check-ins, comments, or queries. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please. Okay, I'm not hearing much out there. I'll make a final call for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KD2, BCK, recheck, and bidding you a good night, 7:30.
Okay, Joy. Yeah, one thing I'm picking up, I don't know if maybe on the RF side, but the audio seems a little low from your location, and that could be just between us and Echolink. So I'm not really sure if that's making it all the way through that way out to the RF side on the repeater. So, but it's always a pleasure to hear from you, and we invite you to check in as often as you'd like, 9 p.m. every night. Hopefully there's someone here like myself or one of our others that are out there. In fact, you know what? I know where John is tonight. He and Kathy are probably sitting outside by the fire ring tonight. I think that's what they said they were going to do, WA2U and Kathy. So John and Kathy, that is. So, all right, I'll throw one more quick call out there for any other comments, queries, or last late-minute check-ins. This will be a final call. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2112 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had KD2EZK Joey and N2PFM George. The both of you helped keep the net alive. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And we'd like to thank those that listened in on scanners tonight. You're always welcome to hang out with us. And like I always say, the water's warm. Get your license and come on in and join us. We appreciate new friends and would love to talk with you. All right, until next time, I will say 7-3, and this is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and I always say thank you for use of Echolink. We appreciate that. KD2FPM is clear.
KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octan currently on the 145.17. Station for Octan. Come now, please. 2JFU. Hi, Dick. Thank you for checking in. You're very noisy, but I recognize the voice. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane?
KC2NDU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2NDU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. And Ray, stand by, I got a piece of traffic for you. Anyone else for Octane, with or without traffic? Looking for N5AOW or N2WBX, we're looking for those two stations. Further stations for Octane. Okay, well, Ray, I guess it looks like there isn't anybody else going to be around. So you ready to copy one?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, please copy number 269, routine. KA2ZNZ10, Liverpool, New York, September 1, break. August, I say again, August Octane report, station. 841, station 841, traffic 282, session 31, 73 break mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octane. End of the traffic, how'd you do, Ray?
Got it, August report, stations 841, traffic 282, sessions 31.
Yep, you got it. And your message number is 269.
269.
Okay, very good, Ray. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for your support of Octane. Much appreciated. Okay, are there any other stations for Octane, with or without traffic? Final call. Nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 7-3 to all, and hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.